The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill. Joining me, as always, is my two fantastic co-hosts. I think there's two of them. Dave and Steve, how's it going, guys?
Morning, sir. How are you today? Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
Good day, everyone. Enjoy the show.
Yeah, episode 34. We are joined by a special guest, and he goes by the handle DW, the Barking Trucker. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, right on.
Good morning.
So we got some news or not. We got a couple of things to talk about, and then it's just going to be some free form. And then Steve and I have had zero prep time for our guest, so this is going to be the Dave and Dave show, I suppose, at that point.
That's right, bitches, get in the back.
Oh, I'm sure I got questions, trust me.
Yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to listen for a minute, and we're going to gather up information and then go from there. So
and then come back with snidely remarks, mostly about me.
So, yeah, episode 34, and it's never lost on me the surprise that we made it this long. Quick announcement. The Crossroads of America Trucking Show this year, July 21st and 22nd at the Fort Wayne War Memorial Coliseum. Be there and be square.
Nailed it. I'm proud of you.
Right. Yeah. You know what, dude?
You wrote it down.
This is not my first day. I'm telling you. I'm in there like swimwear.
Yeah. He wrote it down.
I totally popped that right off.
Oh, normally he goes, yeah, we got announcement. When is it, Dave?
Yeah, I'm getting better, dude. I'm getting better. I'm working on it. This stuff matters to me, you know. Now that we're making $2 a month off of this show, you know, we can call ourselves professional podcasters, and when you're professional, there's a higher level of expectation involved, you know. So all right, so what do you want to get into? What do you want to get into first, guys?
Well, let's start back and talk about episode, 33.
33.
I was down in Florida and managed to stumble into a nice chrome shop truck show down in Florida, and I got to meet several wonderful people. And Dave is one of the gentlemen I got to hang out with mostly Saturday.
Ooh, one of them gentlemen?
Yeah,
one Harry of them Saturday
did he gentlemen. Buy you, did he get him to buy you dinner there?
No, we were down there.
No, you, kinda, not you, him. Did you buy him dinner?
No, he ran off at dinner time for some reason, but he came back.
I'm like a boomerang.
Yeah. We were down there hanging out with Misty when she was trying to do her thing, and the rain was getting ready to come, and the weather was getting ugly, and we had a pretty good time hanging out, talking, watching all the goofy people checking out the equipment and coming
to slightly jealous. I wish I would have been there, but it was, I'm very thankful that you were there, because that gave us some kind of presence.
That's usually a pretty good show down there. I've been to it quite a few times, and like I said the last time, I hate the chrome shop because I can't leave there without buying something.
I mean, and it's not, I used to be bad about that.
$20 trinket, it's $100 trinket.
And that's why they have the ATM machine there.
Oh, yes, yeah, right inside the door.
What is it?
They know what they're
$3.95 per transaction or something.
Yeah. Better pull out a lot.
Oh yeah.
But they are good people, because I actually went down there, and for those who know, I had a shirt and a microphone sent down so we could do some interviews and stuff. And I had it sent to the Chrome shop, and they received it and they held it for me. They give me a dressing room to change in. They worked with me. Really, they are cool people. They really are super. I'll give them a good shout out because they treated me like gold, and I was nobody to them. So I was happy about that.
Yes, you were. You were a truck driver.
Well, that's true.
And that's actually a place that has some respect for truck drivers because that's where they make their money is from truck drivers.
They have one of the nicest laundromats in truck. It's immaculate
little,
with a game room.
Their little lounge and stuff.
Yes. Yeah, it was nice just. Place. It was
never been there.
What's nice, what I think the best part about it, and I might get flack from this, and a lot of guys bitching, but to get into there, you have to get it. It's just like a parking garage to get onto their lot. There's a gate. You got to get a ticket. And it costs you to park there unless you buy something from them.
Right.
The only thing I see with that, which I like about it, is did you see their parking lot? There was no trash. It was clean. There wasn't.
I seen 225 trucks.
I'm saying, yeah. But it was immaculate. I mean, it wasn't dirty.
Right.
And you wasn't worried about, you know, I leave my truck unlocked there. It wouldn't bother me a bit. I mean, but not really far as it being secure, just it seemed like it was a nice, clean place all the time.
Well, as soon as Bill gets these interviews posted, there's a real nice one with the guy inside giving me the lowdown and the little white building on the side where they originally started and set it all up. So there's a nice interview in there. If we get it posted, you guys can check it out. So,
well, I promise to have these posted by... by the time this show releases on Sunday. Oh, I forgot to say that too. Episode 34 recorded Saturday, May 20th, 2023.
There you go.
Maybe.
Maybe.
That truck, maybe I'll get him up. What was nice about that truck show, Dave, and I think I said something when he was down there, was usually that's the same time they have. It's just the
city
right next door, Leesburg, there. They have the motorcycle rally. It's sort of just like the Daytona deal. And there's motorcycles galore, you know, fancy ones. There's a concert stage. There's vendors. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff to do that time, that day, that weekend. Down there for the truck.
Dave right here lives like 20 minutes from there. What do you think about it and everything that goes on?
I like the place. Like Steve said, it's very clean, and I've never been in a Chrome shop that they make your vinyl lettering right there on site. That's amazing.
The actual sign,
That is a great idea.
So you live in that area, do you?
Yeah, I just moved down here.
I lived down in Florida for about 15 years, south of there, Port Richey, New Port Richey.
Okay.
It's a great place to be homeless.
I went to school too. I still got a couple buddies that live down there, and the one I lives down in Holiday, and me and him, I used to go down and see him, and then we'd ride motorcycles up to the to Leesburg for that. Then we'd go over to the Chrome shop and stuff because he worked for a company that buys and sells heavy equipment, and he uses a lot of the trucking companies down there to move stuff. It always made for a nice weekend down there to hit both of them.
Yep. It's you just got to, when you're riding your motorcycle, you just got to look out for the pigs running across the street.
Dave's chasing them to put them on the grill. So,
or back in the day, I used to.
That's why we love Dave.
put him in the bunk.
He'll chase a piece of pig anywhere, won't he, Bill?
Now
you got to worry about the turkeys right now because they're running around with their babies.
Oh, are they all over now?
Yeah, the babies, they're running around with their babies like crazy.
Surprised the pigs ain't eating them.
I was in Tennessee last week, and we seen some turkeys down there. They are huge. I bet they's almost 4 foot tall.
Wow.
They were big ones.
So when you go to stick them in the oven, it's going to be a fight, huh?
Well, they's on the road, and I was trying to run them down with the car and they just see how fast they could go, you know?
So like a turkey that you would get, I know nothing about this.
The turkeys you buy in the store are farm raised.
Yeah,
yeah, they're short, little steroid.
They're bred to be
they're
short
fat
and fat.
Short and no legs. Mm-hmm.
The wild
so there'd
turkeys
be there'd be a difference
tall
between
tall
them.
And oh yeah, it's gamier taste. The wild turkeys are tall,
but they still
lanky,
taste good.
Skinny. Yeah,
they fly good too, and they all sleep in the trees at night.
Yep,
turkeys sleep in trees.
Yep,
mm-hmm. yep. And you know, turkey will also drown because it'll look up while it's raining.
In the rain, yeah.
That's the tame ones, the ones on the farms.
Yep.
Well, we don't eat them because they're smart.
Yeah. Right. They're just tasty.
Because they taste good with dressing.
I mean, when they got butterballed tattooed on their ass, you know where that one's going.
You know, three fat truckers get back to food eventually.
Eventually, it always goes to food.
Once or twice.
And now I'm thinking about ribs because I'm talking about pigs.
I had them last weekend. Oh, I got a nice
slab. I don't think there's
all them ones. I got to cook for a guy's daughter's wedding engagement party, and we're doing a bunch of pulled pork ribs and burn ends and all that stuff.
So. I'm going to need you to stop.
We ain't even had breakfast yet.
No, we ain't had breakfast yet, and it ain't cool.
Neither have I.
Talking about turkeys, my buddy up in Illinois going down the double nickel, down 55, and a turkey, this was in the fall time, a turkey smashed right into his windshield and bracket on the, he had a Kenworth, and just smashed right in there. He was so lucky that thing didn't come inside with all the glass.
They weren't dropping him off the overpass, were they?
No, he's flying right across the field.
Was he around Cincinnati? They weren't doing a giveaway of turkeys at WKRP, were they?
Oh, no.
Wow, that was obscure as...
We'll see how many people get that joke.
That's what would happen to me. I drive a Kenworth, and I've got a visor that covers 2/3 of the windshield.
You got a deflated football underneath that visor?
Yeah, he has to. He's got to sit on the floor. He can't see under it.
I have to put my seat to the floor, so... Yeah, I'm cool on my stool because if you don't, you can't see under that visor.
That reminds me of a story he can tell you that's really funny when you can't see over the hood. I'll just say one word for you, Bill, and you can tell a story. Farfignugan.
Oh, you can go take a flying. I love it.
Tell the story. By the way, Steve, did you happen to notice since he sits on the floor, he does have a tall shifter now. He goes to the back row.
That is a distortion of the truth.
That's a different story. Perfect Nugent. I want to hear it. Let's go.
Oh, God's sake.
He'll get a kick out of it, I guarantee it.
Well, I mean, nothing all that interesting. When I first got the truck, I'd been driving trucks where it was all windshield. Slow and it fluid. Felt like you were going to fall flat on your face. And then he buys that truck for me, and... Now I've got all that hood out in front of me, and I'm sitting way back. It's just a completely different driving experience. And, yeah, I hit a Volkswagen.
No, don't tell the story.
I'm not sure what part was so interesting. Was it a Beetle? It was a...
He pulled up to a light, he said, and he didn't realize there's a car in front of him when he took
off. Yeah, it was one of those deals where I wasn't... In those days, I hadn't learned to commit to memory what was in front of me. Because when you pull up and there's a Volkswagen, that hood just completely obscures whatever is in front of you.
View of the whole thing.
Yeah, and the light turned green. I waited a few seconds in my. Ooh,
was that you, Dave?
Yeah, that was. I do that, but that was my dog this time.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that. So I waited, but apparently he was on his phone messing around. This is me telling the story from my point of view. He was messing around on his phone, so he didn't take off. And I went to move, and I felt a little bitty tug. You know, Volkswagen's not going to really get in the way all that well. And I get out, and this guy was beside himself.
Did he soil himself?
Oh, he's trying to push him with the truck.
Because I think I did it twice.
Oh, jeez. Oh, well,
what was that? The tire snug on a rock?
I'm like, what the heck is that?
And then another gear and wham!
And then he must have freaked out, threw it in gear, and pulled up a little bit. And then he gets out, and he's got this,
scared to death.
Terrified. I bet he was somewhat traumatized. I bet if he went and watched Maximum Overdrive,
he soiled himself.
Probably, yeah, minor, very minor damage. In fact, the Elkhart police showed up and just said, well, you guys can just trade information. We don't need to send this off to the state. But the guy was like, oh, I felt somebody tap me for the rear end, and I look in my mirror, and all I see is grill. It's like, yeah, don't you forget it, boy.
You know, I've never heard this story. So
really,
yeah,
I never heard this.
Was the first, he told it a lot better the first time I heard it. That was pretty sad, right there, the telling of it. It sounded more exciting. Because didn't you say he was all dressed in white, like he was a chef or something? Going
yeah, he
to
was
work,
a chef. And, he had the he had the one of those pants the chefs wear, or the cooks wear, that's got the, like the checker pattern on them, and then the he had the black smock,
the black and white,
and it had the brown spot in the back after. But
yeah, Skid Row.
Yeah,
but no, I think he was taken aback. That's by far not the most interesting story I've got to tell.
That's good.
Like but I said, you told it much better. I laughed pretty hard the first
time. Been a long time, because I think I've had that truck.
Your memory's not the best.
Okay, enough of them, too. How you doing, Dave?
Let's get to our guest.
Let's get to our interview.
Fantastic. Oh, I enjoy listening.
We heard a dog barking in the house, and we did think that was you screwing with us for a minute there.
Well,
but
I was just doing it. A lady the other day I was just talking to. I told her, you know, I heard her.
You talk to him while you do him?
Eventually. And
because I was biting my tongue not to say it.
Bill's usually the conservative one here.
I couldn't let that go.
Well, she said she likes watching YouTube. I'm like, well, I'm just starting, you know, a page and got one video out there right now. But I told her I was going to. You know, I told her, she goes, they'll bark. And so I started barking, and then she was 15 feet away from me. She starts looking around. I was like, that's me. She goes, that's not your phone? I was like, that's me. It's funny when you're doing it behind people and they start getting ready to run or jump.
Or look, where's the damn dog?
Right, their eyes, the fear in their eyes.
I got a guy I work with that can do like a baby crying, and I swear to God it was on his phone for the longest time till he handed me his phone and he could sit there and do it with his mouth closed, and I'm like, dude, I don't know how you're doing that, but it yeah.
I could do that. I do that without thinking.
Yep.
Or without moving my mouth.
So at what point did you, I mean, I assume you've been doing this your entire adult
life. Little kid
life.
Or what?
Boring truck
life,
driver.
My whole life, you're boring, going down the road, barking.
Talking to yourself.
Talking. I can call in a duck with my mouth. It's one time I was, when I realized this, I mean, I always did noises because going to my relatives' farms or hunting. You know, being out in the woods and you hear different animals, and or I'd be hunting with someone and they're not paying attention to a deer coming up behind them and they know the noises I make. So I'll do an animal noise so it doesn't scare the deer away, and then they'd realize something's going on and then they start paying attention. But then they'd usually miss it anyways because they got startled because they were sleeping.
I'm a lousy,
you know,
shot, so
in the tree.
Okay, so I'm gonna make a real quick guess here. I'm listening to you talk. And yep. I'm thinking you're from somewhere near Chicago originally.
I am from Manhattan, Illinois. That's southwest of Chicago, about 60 miles. Or I was northwest of Kankakee.
Yep.
You heard of that?
Yep. Or, I used to go to Kankakee.
You heard how he said, and.
Steel place over there.
And,
That means I go to
south
Chicago
of Joliet.
Too much.
South of Joliet, about a half hour.
Joliet.
Is that how you Joliet. Say that?
Yeah, that's. I think I was told that that's the way you're supposed to say Joliet.
Instead of Joliet, yeah. I used to go.
I've been saying it wrong. No wonder nothing ever goes right when I go out there.
Well, and plus I kind of heard that from a great radio guy called Mancow.
Oh, I was going to say Paul Harvey.
I heard him say, I love Paul Harvey too.
So but
I heard Mancow say that, and I was like, I got to use it from now on. That was
I can
fabulous.
Remember listening to Mancow back in the day when he had a breakdown on the
yep.
show and locked himself in the thing, and they couldn't get him off the air.
That was a skit, wasn't it?
I don't know.
That's one of those things where I remember that, and that's one of those things where a lot of people are still not real sure.
Yeah,
if that was real
that's
or not.
That's the best way to leave
them,
too.
I used to go to Joliet a lot to Mobile.
Joliet?
We used to pick up petroleum coke there all the time, take it back to the cement places over in Ohio.
Okay.
You would pick up coke and take it to the
petroleum
cement places?
Petroleum coke, the black petroleum coke. You had to go in there.
Stuff they make metal with.
and
he had to specify.
I thought you was talking the high sugar value, you know. Coca-Cola.
I thought he thought it was Coca-Cola.
But I think Dave,
knowing what I know about Dave, I think when you say Coke around Dave, he's thinking back to the 80s when
they were fun. That was the true Viagra.
I knew what kind of Coke he was talking about. It's dirty.
Petroleum Coke.
Yes, it's very dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they'd make you put, they would give you a blue jumpsuit and a white mobile hard hat to put on. They'd go in there, safety glasses, just to get loaded. And they had you stand outside your truck, dump trailer, you know, give you, what, 3-4 scoops, and you were loaded.
And don't forget that you had to do the safety meeting, or you had to watch a video for like 20 minutes.
Every time.
The suit they give you is kind of nasty. It's like,
if they had them that fit you.
Yeah, I had a problem too.
Wonder how many other dudes had that on.
Uh-huh. That people that don't take showers.
It was moist sometimes.
Hey, Steve.
Jeez.
Dave's is about as tall as you are.
What's that?
Dave's about the same height as you.
Well, I'm not that tall.
Well, you're taller than me and Bill.
You're a little tall, Steve. I don't know what you got a lot of big people around you, Steve, or you come from another planet or
But so
he calls me little guy, and I'm a 300-pound man.
Yeah, tell us about your trucking. You're the aberrant of, I love saying, the old bulldog on the hood with the 5-speed and one stack and a window in the back. And
I love looking at
asshole behind the asshole.
Right. I love looking at a bulldog's ass all day.
Yeah.
My buddy's dad always had Mack dump trucks growing up, and his mom would knit little sweaters to put on that damn bulldog. For the wintertime. It's funny shit, man. I tell you.
I saw one with a leather coat on it from like a Barbie doll.
Oh, did
one
you?
One time. And then when I was in Chicago at the time driving through, I saw a container hauling outfit had they had all old Macs. Well, I mean, they were all old or like new back then, but he took a bulldog, an extra bulldog, and drilled a hole to it to mount the other one. Going down the road like that. I was like, that's pretty slick.
Two asses looking at you now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, just one. He's holding on to the other.
Hang a sign on it that says, tastes like fish.
That's why Roadway took the bulldogs off. They didn't want two assholes looking at each other.
There you go. No, he was talking about Peterbilt earlier. It was the difference between a Peterbilt and a porcupine, right?
What's that?
Peterbilt's got the prick on the inside.
Wow. Yeah, I started driving when I was 12. My dad said if I'm long, in the rail yards, of course, but I used to go with my dad when he used to haul containers. And when I was about 12.
Up in Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, man, them places up there, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I've been in them.
The rats are bigger than rabbits. It's like you really got to watch where you're going.
Somebody's feeding those bastards.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I guess we'll just get right into it. Let's hear some voice.
The bark.
Sure. I mean, do you have multiple ones or?
That one right there is pretty much the aggressive kind of barking. Yeah, I'm just doing it for fun to make people laugh because people have been telling me for years, they go, you got to put your noises on YouTube or Facebook or some kind of social media. I was like, I didn't really grow up with that. I'm just learning all this stuff, you know, kind of getting into it. And every time I do it around people, we're at a gathering somewhere, and people, like the people that know I do it, they say, start doing it. And then people start like freaking out and looking around. I've called in turkey. I've called in ducks. Like, I was duck hunting with my buddy one time. I was about 20, 21. He shot two ducks. He walked out in the water and get them because his dog wouldn't go out in the water that day for some reason. So he had to go out about 30 feet out, 40 feet out. And he brought the duck calls with him around his neck. And I saw a couple other ducks coming in. And I said, don't move. I started calling with my mouth, and they circled around, and I blasted them both, and they fell about 15 feet away from him in the water. So he go, I go, since you're wet, could you pick him up too?
you used him for a dog, didn't you?
The what?
You used him for a dog. Yeah.
Yes, it worked out great that day.
I can't believe you called him a bitch like that.
I think you called him a bitch, Dave.
Yeah, there you go, Dave.
Well, if the bark fits.
If the bark fits. Oh, my God.
I'm going to edit
Come on,
that
it's
out.
Cheesy here.
That's got to be edited out. Let me go ahead and make a note. That was below you, Dave.
It's a wine with your cheese, so, I guess.
You do have a YouTube page then? You have a YouTube channel? What do you call those things? Channel?
It's called the Barkin Trucker, and you spell with the bark, the word bark, with I-N on the end, not the G. You know, I just had the Barkin.
Merk. So, yeah, we will link to that page in the show notes. Go give him a look, folks.
Yeah, more videos.
Thumbs up and likes.
And
share.
Subscribe.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to even do. I can't get our listeners to like and subscribe to save our life. So I can't. If they go over to your channel and like and subscribe after finding about it on our channel,
all three of them can go over there. We'll share them.
I'll have to hashtag every video. I'll start hashtagging you guys too.
Three fat.
Hey, that's
help.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm learning about the hashtag. I go, what's with the number sign thing?
I still don't know.
I know. I've got to get Bill to do it.
Decided to call that a hashtag because growing up, it always was the number sign.
It was the pound sign.
The pound.
I have to ask my kid all the time. I'm like, what's this? What's this? And he starts shaking his head. He tells me he told me before, and I'm like, okay, I think maybe.
You guys sound like a bunch of old men.
I guess.
Well,
so.
I know enough.
Says Papal over here.
And this is. I'm a very technical person. I actually do two more podcasts that are technical, computer related. And
he's a nerd.
I'm a bit of a nerd. But
are
the guy
that runs Joe Rogan show?
He's technical, but he's not savvy with
social media.
The media.
I have learned enough to say that the hashtags are more for what they call search engine optimization, SEO, where it adds a layer of searchability to the thing you're doing.
He knows the technical part of it, has no clue how it works or why it works. But
well, I don't know how social media works. I do, on a technical level, know how it works. But as far as being able to predict thing is going to be.
We'll give a shout out to Misty Big Rick because she knows how the social media works and not the technical part.
Well, no, she's good at pointing out problems that we have and then not knowing how to tell me how to fix it because I don't remember what it was. We were at the truck show and she said something about, I don't remember what it was. Something about not being able
post you do this,
commercial
do that,
links or something. Yes. I'm like, okay, well, how do I fix that? I don't know. Okay, great. Now I'm going to go nuts.
She is truly a nice lady.
She's super nice. Oh, yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
She's a troublemaker. Don't let her fool you.
She fooled me then.
She was out there in Amarillo, spent a week out there.
Facebook, all the stuff she's
playing. Yeah, she was trying to eat the steak. And
so,
hey, it's a good cause. I like what she's raising.
I got her, had her on the live, and I said, make three fat truckers proud. And then she never commented, so.
She's not a troublemaker, but, you know, it's kind of like the tree that falls into the river and then gets jammed into the dam. You know, it's not the tree's fault that everybody else just kind of destroys themselves around it. You guys are being way too quiet, so I'm going to shut up.
We were saying how much rope you were going to put out to hang yourself.
Dave, do you have your sound of the cricket?
Oh, the cricket? Yeah, I do. I have to look that one up.
Because, you know, guys break you. Yeah, but it fits. Because, you know, beautiful women, we men break each other in the back when we get around beautiful women, and she certainly qualifies.
She's okay.
She was fun. She was
but
one of the
she's,
guys.
I mean, the personality. I see people with personalities like that, and I just wish, God, you know, I would be so much further along in life right now if I could have.
I posted a picture thanking her and everybody for the good weekend down there. And what'd she do? She rides my ass. Wow, you couldn't have took a worse picture. No, I just took a picture of you. It's you standing there. Every picture's bad unless she
wants to pose.
I know. Yeah, I'm not part of the social.
I don't believe she's ever taken a bad picture.
Well, in her eyes, yes. In our eyes, she was fine.
One time, and I think they've got a picture of her. But yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let's move swiftly along.
Okay. So, give me some barks. Let me hear some of that. That's some good ones.
All right. I think I drank enough coffee. Let me try it.
Clear your throat.
Yeah, that... I kind of look funny doing this stuff, but you know that the sound effects they do with the frogs in the swamp, and when you watch in Swamp People, the people that hunt the gators?
Yeah.
It's like they put that good sound effects in there. It's like, I gotta get a bigger breath, but they—that's what the toads and frogs do in the water, you know, calling their girlfriends.
I got
whatever.
Them frogs in my right out my off my porch, and I want to kill every one of them.
They get really loud at night.
Yes, and I get yelled at. I said I can put some bleach in there, and we'll get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. That's what you get for moving down there in the holler.
Oh man,
let's do that again. Oh, that was good.
I did it. I was at my brother-in-law's one time. We had a little family gathering, and they have a bunch of retention ponds.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my brother-in-law, because he hunts pheasants a lot, and we used to hunt together, and he'd go occasionally duck hunting, and the ducks, two drakes were chasing a hen. I go, watch this, and I started calling. The two males broke off, circled around me, landed 25 feet from me on the ground. And he's like, holy cow. He couldn't believe it. He goes, next time we go duck hunting, you're coming along. He goes, I don't need a duck call.
Well, let's hear
well,
it.
Well. He still got his coffee voice. Give him a second.
I mean, pretty much just bellowing like that, and it just makes him break off. It does it every time. And I'm actually going up to Illinois the end of the month, and I'm going to visit a lot of people and I'm going to get some videos of it this time.
Wow, and it kind of does work. I got a little wood off that last one.
You got to have works on the woody ducks.
You're a wood duck, huh?
I've often wondered about that because we know how to make the sound, but we don't know exactly what we're saying. So you could be asking for something you don't want.
Doesn't sound right.
You could be writing some checks your ass can't cash.
It's kind of like the lady gets in there and swimming with the dolphin. Don't pet them there. They may get a little aggressive.
You know what a cock pheasant sounds like, right?
Okay.
You ever hear them out in the fields at all in the morning? See, I got my coffee throat.
That's actually pretty good.
Well, the thing that's making it really good is the fact that he's got the acoustics going on too. It sounds like there's an echo in it and everything.
No. Seriously.
Well,
do you know who Bob and Tom is?
Yeah, I've heard from them a few times.
They used to have a bit. Bob did, and they do bird calls and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Bob's real good at this one. It's a scissor bird. Have you ever heard a scissor bird?
No.
And he'll go, okay, hold on, let me get ready. And he'll be like, it'll take him a few minutes, and he'll go, cut your cock off. That was his scissor bird.
That's awesome.
That must have came out about the time of Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Oh,
like,
man.
The thing was, you could hear him, he would build up to it.
Like he's really getting ready to sing.
Let me get a drink, hold on. And he's like, okay, and then he go, cut your cock off.
That's funny.
So, for little context.
Just lose it.
For little context, folks. Yeah, so, if you're a millennial or a Gen Z, you got Google. Go and look up Lorena Bobbitt.
Look up Bob and Tom show, yeah.
Look up Lorena Bobbitt and...
Yeah, they won't know none of those.
No, they're not going to get none of this.
Was that before the 90s or early 90s?
That was in the early 90s.
Yeah.
That goes along with the same joke where when that came out where she cut it off and threw it out the window or whatever. And then there was a joke that come along where I'm laughing because I already did the punchline.
Okay, since I'm going to keep the show moving a little bit here.
Not going to let me tell a joke?
I thought it was not going to
let you tell a joke.
Oh, okay.
So what do you guys think of the new 589 versus the 389, since we put that on our show notes and somebody made it?
Are you talking about the new Peterbilt?
Different windshield, yes. And that's it.
It's wider, too.
Yeah, it's wider.
It's sort of an optical illusion because you don't really get a sense that the cab is wider because you still have that the stacks kind of sitting in between the cab and the sleeper.
Offset, they basically took my truck and threw it on Steve's truck.
You know, maybe I'm just an old Luddite, and you know,
you are, but that's okay. We don't mind it.
389s come out. All it was different
everybody
headlights.
Said the same thing. Yeah,
it was just different headlights, nothing different.
So
just change the number.
Yeah, but this right here
this
is
one
a fundamental
is different.
Change.
This is quite a bit. It's a big change.
This they've departed from the normal PACCAR way of making the cab really, really narrow to where you can literally reach over. In my truck, I can reach over and roll my window up and down on the passenger
side. Same thing
side.
In his Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just lean over a little bit. I feel like a gorilla driving it sometimes.
Yeah,
my truck, I can't reach the side window unless I have a stick with a broom to get over there.
You got one of those space age trucks that.
Well, that's what this is. It's got basically the same.
Well, an 860? What do you?
Mine's a 680.
680. I was backwards.
680 Kenworth. Yeah.
Dyslexic.
Just turn on the cruise control and run over there real quick.
Oh yeah,
but this 580
back heating up dinner and then comes back up. Oh, on the road.
But it occurs to me that most of the pictures that are taken of these 589s are from the side, slightly at an angle, so you don't really get a sense of the fact that the cab...
That was me taking the pictures, not them.
Well, but see, I've looked this truck up, and that's how they take the pictures of them. It's like they're trying to hide the fact that they've widened the cab. Like in this picture here that's in our show notes, and I'll post these show notes to the website... the picture is taken. Did you take this picture?
I took the picture, right. I took it off of the screen of my computer.
He wasn't in Texas to take
it. I wasn't in Texas. I just stole that from that's one of the colors they did.
You didn't take Jack.
You copied.
That's right.
Copied and
pasted. I copied and pasted it.
But no, this is a lot of the pictures I've looked at are taken in this way, and it seems intentional. Because
did you see the second row of pictures?
Just to make it look longer.
The second row of pictures kind of gives you a better angle because
the first
one's the little short sleeper with the flat top, the original show truck of the first one. Then the rest of them back all. There's five of them they did, but
we've got some pictures in the show notes that I'll post.
And they were at Texas Motor Speedway where they did this. I wrote that, you know, and it's they changed it in 51, 54. No, the original was 39, and then 1954, they changed it to 1967, 1986, 2007, and now. Those are all the years that they've changed the 389, but they called it different. It was a 351, a 359, and then they went to the 379 and the 389, and now we're at the 589. So
351.
Yep, 59? That's what it was. And 351 was in 1954.
So it's up to Kenworth now to provide the last truly classic truck.
When they come out with that new,
that new one's got the wide cab on it too.
That Clyde had.
That
Kenworth did theirs before Pete did theirs.
Well,
They came out with.
What's that one? Now they got the big chrome thing on where the air cleaners go. They got them big chrome things coming down the side.
The Lone Star International?
Yeah. So.
Did they mostly just put automatics in them, or you could still get the stick shifts?
You can get everything. You get nothing changed. Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing they really did differently is the cab. The hood still got the rivets in it. I mean, it looks identical appearance-wise, but at the show... Everything was PACCAR just because PACCAR was doing the show.
Motors, one good thing about the automatics, though, is when you put your truck in the shop, You don't have to worry about the mechanics putting it into one gear and then driving it in that one gear all the way up at 1900 RPMs all the way back to the parking spot.
Is that wrong?
Unless you get the mechanic that puts it in fourth gear and takes off and rides the clutch and burns it up.
And then, that too.
Then he's going you act like that's the wrong thing.
And then they're in a gravel parking lot kicking up all the dust, everything all over the cruise.
I watched one of the mechanics. We got some new Peterbilts with automatics in them, and I watched one of the mechanics hop in that thing. Oh, finally, something I could drive. And he must have went through four gears
And what got me all the time was they have to adjust the seat, the steering wheel, the mirrors. It drives me nuts. 100 feet.
The other thing is, you don't know this, Dave, but the three of us all work for the same company, and we have probably the biggest OCD owner, as in if the trucks are not parked in a straight line, if you got a spread axle when you turn into stone and you scuff all the stone up.
Go back and put the stone back.
When I first started, this is no bullshit.
You're not
when
allowed to drive around the front of the building?
No, don't do that. When I first started, I did not know that you are under no circumstances allowed to nose into a parking spot, and I nosed in because that's where the hotline where you plug it in was. Mm-hmm. And I get a phone call later that evening at home. Can you go back in the yard and turn your truck around? Kim just called me. I just said he'll put it in the morning. He put 100 yard cords on the hotline so that they could stretch all the way out to the front of the truck.
He couldn't sleep, could he?
No.
He likes his ducks in a row, I'll tell you what. But, you know, I've had worse bosses. That's for doggone sure.
At least we have one guy. His name is Willie. He works with us. This guy is older than me. I think he's 68. He has one arm. He lost it right at the elbow. And that man can wash a truck better than five.
He's the only one that washes the trucks. And he washes, what do we got, like 130 trucks?
Yeah.
And everybody washes every one of them.
Everybody goes, man, did you get a Willie wash this week? Because they're spotless. I mean,
he does a great job.
Frame will have mud on it. And he can see through the wetness.
To be fair, he dips them in acid and then just
and he does it all with one hand.
He submerges the whole truck like a submarine.
Wow.
You would think. He does this in a little wash bay, and it, I'm telling you, you can go get it washed at the Beacon.
To the Beacon, 13 guys can't get the dirt out of your rim. But one guy with one arm, Willie, pull in there.
Yeah. You know, that truck will be cleaner than you ever seen.
Willie, if you're watching, you're the salt of the earth.
He's got, what year is that red Ford pickup? He's got probably a 90-something.
He bought a newer one.
But I'm saying, when he had that red Ford.
It's immaculate.
It was fire engine red, and that thing looked like it was brand new. I mean,
it shined clean, the wheels, rims, everything. Inside out, no dust, nothing.
So he missed his calling of being a detail man business.
Oh, he is.
He's good.
They'll never be able to replace him.
Willie, I knew him years ago.
He's 60-something, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's 68.
He retired from International Harvester.
Yes.
Okay.
And then he come to Republic.
And that's been gone since 1981, so.
He come over to National Serval then, is what it was. And then he worked with us there. And then they pissed with him and pissed him off. And then Kim says, I'll take you in a heartbeat. Oh, yeah. He used to wash garbage trucks every day. And he'd do the same thing with them.
So, wow. Yeah, I used to haul maggot wagons.
Did you?
Maggot wagons.
One of the guys. Go ahead.
DOT don't inspect you when you drive them things. They don't want to crawl underneath there and do.
I was just going to.
Same thing when you pull a bull rack and it's full of shit.
Yeah.
I was just going to tell you about a little quick story of that. One of the guys I used to run to Pontiac, Illinois, and we were going down I-80, the super slab there, and DOT man pulls him over, and he goes, I'm going to inspect your truck. So he inspects the truck, and he goes, what about the trailer? And it was like probably 90 degrees out, middle summer, things oozing and dripping, maggots everywhere. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, I want my trailer inspected too, since you pulled me over. I want to make sure everything's right. This is the driver telling the cop that, the trooper that. And the trooper goes, no, I don't need to inspect your trailer. It looks pretty good. He goes, call your supervisor. Called the supervisor and was like, what's the problem? He goes, sir, he pulled me over for inspection. He won't inspect my trailer. And the supervisor goes, get to it. When he got out from underneath that thing, he was covered.
Yeah, that ticket
nastiness.
That ticket is so big now.
He didn't find anything wrong. He never pulled that guy over again.
I don't know. The ones where they work, what we do, is over at Napoleon, Ohio, at Campbell's Soup. And you go over there and
we don't do that anymore.
But I'm saying we did. You'd go over there and get all the juice cans.
Yep.
That were bad. Oh,
God.
That thing would be so ripe in June or July, stinking. You'd pick it up and stuff would run out the back of the box.
Well, not only that, you go in there to get the box, and right next to it is the box where they pour all of the like soup and everything, and it's full of rotting vegetables. And
the one I liked even better than that is we used to pull the box from Falstaff. And there ain't nothing but old beer cans. Oh, my God, the bees
sour
in the beer.
Smelling,
oh,
yeah.
It stunk so bad.
Don't forget the rendering plants.
Oh, yeah.
With all the dead animal parts that they don't use.
Yeah. We have a couple of them around us. They're mostly over in Ohio. Mm. Big old orange trucks. Mm-hmm. Got the bulls and
the cow. Are you
moving
stuff around or what here?
I'm not doing nothing. I'm sitting here talking to you. We got like 5 minutes to wrap this show up.
Oh, go ahead. That no, time went by fast.
We have 15 minutes. And
your clock must be different than mine because I got.
I'm looking at the. We didn't start on time.
Yeah. We started at 9:06.
We're good.
Go ahead.
Brain fart.
Well, you did do a. I see that you got a section here at the end of the show notes, Steve. Do you want to get into this or you want to save it for next time?
Save it for next time.
Okay.
Go ahead and do that indie story. That's a quick
little
story.
There'll be plenty of stuff to.
Okay, so what story you want me to do?
Do the indie story. Yeah. Like, I don't understand. I do understand, and I know why they did it, and I heard it, but like.
Well, they've done them before like that, and then all it does is the drivers that don't know nothing about it, it pisses everybody off going
that's
around
it,
that
it does.
And then it causes accidents and stuff, and yeah.
Hey, to get on the news.
Oh, that's for sure.
That's what they were shooting for. I guess there was one in California at the same time.
Well,
and I'm thinking,
say what it is first, because nobody knows what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, what they're referring to is, so did this come from CDL Life?
Yes, sir. That's where I took it from.
Okay. I need to move that too then. But anyway, CDL
it was
Life, let's see, Dateline, May 10th, 2023. And scroll back down here. A group of truckers dropped their trailers and gathered on an Indiana interstate to protest low freight rates today, today being that date. The bobtail rigs went on a slow roll along Interstate 465 around Indianapolis on Wednesday. And anybody that knows anything about 465 knows that slow roll is about the only thing you're going to do.
I believe that was in the show notes, Bill. You sound that from experience.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah. May 17th, in hopes of spreading awareness about the financial hardships the low rates are creating for owner-operators, and that's reported by Wish TV 8. The slow roll included members of the Indiana Diverse Truckers Association. The group is also hoping to spread awareness about the lack of transparency in brokered freight transactions. About the lack of transparency in... Okay, that got put on twice. Frivolous lawsuits. The world's 5 million truckers protest low freight rates with Indiana slow roll.
The frivolous lawsuits that was out of my story. I don't know. It's all messed up.
Yeah.
But they've done this before, I remember. Yep. And it's probably been, 3 years ago?
But why would they pick Indiana? I mean,
well, they did it around Indianapolis the one time before because I went around there and I didn't know what was happening that day till you hear them talking on the CB and everybody yelling and cussing.
I heard
they
throwing a fit about it. Oh yeah,
oh yeah. We have
the type of driver you got to imagine that would. Well, the type of driver that you'd imagine would participate in something like this.
We have a group of drivers that we call Ciro drivers. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to hear them complain Wednesday because they all got caught in it.
And, well, they didn't do the slow roll in Chicago because they'd have to worry about getting shot at.
Well, that's and that's that normal speed for Chicago right now. You know, they planted the orange
294 is a nightmare right now.
They planted the orange cones, and now they've grown into the barrels.
294 before they put the open road tolling.
Oh, my God. That was a nightmare, too.
That was backed up for years going around that thing.
You had to go through in the middle of the night, and even then it would bottleneck at every single one of those toll gates.
Well, that's back when they shut everything down at night to do all the construction. It was everything one lane.
But right now, I suppose as bad as 294 is, the 94 on the Indiana side is slightly worse. It's all got
pick your lane.
Oh, I got in that third lane. Here's the problem. The lanes, what they've done is they have learned, because in the old days they would have just put that down to one lane and then worked on the whole rest of the road. Well, now they more
one
intelligently
lane at a time.
Yeah. Well, they've got it 94 on the Indiana side. They've got it like the lanes are separated, and then each lane is got a barrier wall on both sides. So if something happens, which it does every day, if something happens, then you are stuck in that lane and you are not getting out. And that is what happened to me on Wednesday.
Which is cool because the center lane stopped and the outer lanes are flying by.
Oh, they are. They absolutely were. A guy guy's brake caught on fire, and he tried to drag it to get out of this, but he couldn't, and it finally seized up on him. And we were sitting in that for like 2.5 hours. That's something people kept saying. Yeah, you might westbound. You might want to break out your grill, and you're going to be there a while. Thanks a lot, dickhead.
It wasn't. I know what's wrong with it. It's out of gas.
Ain't got no gas in it.
Right lane's going great. Left lane's going great.
Hey, what made it worse? What made it worse is the wrecker had to get on
the other way
and back up 4 miles because of the distance between where this happened and the next exit. So
you guys don't have CD Life on your phones, do you?
I do. I've not like created an account or anything. So
they posted a guy that got on with Steve reminded me this, got on with missed his exit with an oversized load. And they literally had to turn him around on the internet. He called the cops and said, I missed my exit. I cannot this way. And they literally turned him around and run him backwards on the interstate and did not ticket him just because of the problems
normally
it would have made.
Normally they still ticket you.
I know, but he called and they literally.
You just don't get caught, right?
Well, he couldn't go. He was too tall. He couldn't get under the light out.
My story was, is I was talking to Dave on the damn phone. And
it had nothing to do with damn Dave.
You shut up. Missed my exit all the time.
I've done that like a dozen times talking to Dave. What is it?
I'm 140,000, and the one bridge is in the
It's at 39
area
ton.
Where we're at, they dropped all the weight limits less than 80, back down to 76 because they don't want to fix the bridges. And I'm talking to Dave. I'm like, well, you better floor it. I told Dave, I said, well, it's just 76, but it'll take 140. At 65 mile an hour in a 55.
Yeah, I was going to say it's only 55 through there. I think it's 50 now, isn't it?
Through where?
Going by the milk place and the cereal place. And I just dawned on
it.
We do have milk
right
and
there.
Cereal right there. I think it's 50.
Milk and cereal.
It just dawned on me. We got Quaker. Yeah. We got Walmart milk and Quaker, whatever the.
Excel, yeah.
Just drowning in it. Oh, Lord.
Now, I think I've told this joke before, and I was thinking of it the other day, and I finally seen the guy that told him on TikTok. It was weird that I was thinking about it, and then he came up on my feed yesterday on TikTok. And I get a kick out of this one every time. I think I've told you, Bill. Where it's this comedian, I don't know what his name is, but he's talking about an old guy that he worked with, and this old guy always had all sorts of weird sayings. And he says, the one he's sitting there, he says he farted, and a few minutes later he goes, boy, that's going to itch when it dries.
Oh, that's bad.
I said that one to the wife one time. Oh, my God, you are gross.
Oh, I die. And then the other one, he had something about, he'd see a good-looking woman walk by. He says, boy, I'd screw her shadow on a gravel parking lot.
That guy's nuttier than a squirrel turd. Oh,
sounds like he gets his ass in jam.
Wah, wah, wah.
There we go.
No, if you're going to do it, it would be.
There you go.
Oh, there's four of them.
Wah, 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 wah. Or we can do that.
Or you just have a dog bark at you.
Somebody let the damn dog out her. Answer the door. Somebody's at the door.
That's the hog dog chasing the hog.
I thought it was a dog chasing a duck.
That too.
All right. I guess we better wrap it up.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and sharing your talent with us. You know,
real quick, if somebody wanted to interact with you, are you on the socials at all? Do you have an email or?
I think I got
Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook. It's DW Simpson.
Okay.
On Facebook, I just started that one for the.
I bet his last name is Simpson.
Wait, that's the one you got blocked from. That's you, Bill, blocking him. Remember? Because he said William.
Oh,
look.
Should we tell him?
He doesn't know.
No. Pro tip.
Bill blocked
everybody.
Your ass.
Well, now I went back and looked again, and it might not have been him. It was okay. I might have got confused, but it was still a good story. Look, folks, pro tip. If you send me a friend request and I accept, first off, make sure that you've got more than just a profile picture on your page. Otherwise, I will expeditiously deny that friend request. And don't immediately after me accepting the friend request hit me up on the messenger saying, hello, William.
Oh, boy.
So what happened is a week ago, he goes, man, I had this guy on Facebook. I just had to block him. His name's Dave. And I go, Dave who? I said, I met a guy that just got on her Facebook thing. He goes, well, I blocked him. He's not getting on there. He had my name on there.
I don't think it was him.
I don't think it was me, though.
Well, yeah. Good.
Every time I send Bill a message now, I'm going to say William.
William.
Yeah.
But yours comes up. He'll see you.
So. Yeah. I'm friends with the three fat truckers on Facebook.
Okay. So. Well, welcome. And well, now you've been on the show.
Thank you for having me.
We would love to have you back
you
in the future.
You can cross this off your bucket list.
No problem.
Oh, yeah.
I looked at the time. I didn't realize we were here almost an hour.
Oh, it goes by fast.
It flies by.
Wow. Wow.
Somewhere when I first started podcasting, and I guess we've been at this darn near a year and a half now.
Okay.
I got some information because I wanted to do it right, and there is some research out there that shows that the best recording time is somewhere between 45 minutes and an hour. You start to lose people.
You're up to about six followers right now? Is
about
that what
six.
Seven
about
on a good
six.
Day.
Seven? Okay.
Six,
okay.
Half, six.
Awesome.
I think three of them passed away. The other three don't speak English.
Okay. And they're all your family, right?
No, it's behind English.
I don't think I've got any family members watching.
Oh, no.
My own mother.
Well, Misty Big Rig is out there, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good, though.
But
yeah,
good.
Oh, she don't watch.
No.
No, she don't watch. She just comments. But we do have the Simpsons on here, you know, the convenience store. We're covered there. They like us.
Good, 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 good.
Come on, Bill.
No idea what you're talking about.
Me either.
Okay, Abu, don't say nothing.
It's not a grocery store.
7-11. It's not a grocery store.
I've never really watched the show all that much.
Okay, let me hear you answer somebody that calls you from India. Want me to make it more?
Hello, Bill. Bill.
Oh, this is no good. Hello, thank you for calling AT&T Customer Service.
My name is
Kyle.
Kyle.
Or Fred.
Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
And I like to answer them.
We
yes, my name is Khalid. I am very happy that you have called me.
We
click on my computer on your computer.
We get on the phone, and I will be talking to someone, and I get the random call. You know, you get the call. Who is this? What are they calling? And Bill, I'll say, wait, and I add them to the call, and then Bill starts talking now.
Hello, thank you for calling.
The best thing is if it's their dispatcher, and we're all three on there. And
we done that, too.
Get on him, yeah.
Remember, your dispatcher doesn't lie to you.
That's right. He has a shirt that says that. Your dispatcher doesn't lie to you.
I was a hit there at the 75 Chrome shop. Just... People were walking up and telling me, mine lies all the time. It's not an oxymoron.
I don't call them a dispatcher. They're actually a travel agent.
Travel agent, yeah.
I was going to say something else, but I'll be nice. So,
not on this show. We're not nice about nothing.
a dispatcher?
There you go.
Dispatcher.
We'll have to use that one.
You
never heard that one, really?
No, I haven't.
Our disclaimer when we started the show, we're not here to offend anybody. We're here to offend everybody.
Hey, equal opportunities.
That is an ongoing effort, I'll tell you what. All right, folks. Well, yep. Real quick, please go like and subscribe. You want to get a hold of us? We're on the socials. We're on Facebook. Email the show at 3ftpodcast.org. Or you can comment directly on the website. For every single show.
I didn't pull up the page. Do we have any emails this week at all or not?
Yes, we do. A couple. Oh. But nothing. We got one from Red Circle and nothing to worry about.
I didn't know if maybe, what's his name?
You got six of
Australia
them.
Australia or what's his name?
Nope, we got one from Red Circle, calendar Ryan. Event, and Jack Poe. I did get back with Crystal on the truck show already. So.
Well, we got another email from Chunky.
Did we?
I'll go ahead and read that real quick.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, fellas, after talking to Bill Friday, meaning the week before last, I realized that I've been lax in my celebrity stalking of the three fat truckers. I've been keeping up with the videos, but I'm trying to get back into the swing of things in the dump truck business since layoff ended. We went into a soft return in late March with some stone work and a full-blown return in April. Restocking asphalt plants with asphalt starting this first week in May. I enjoyed the videos from the Mats, Mid-American Trucking Show, and my buddy Hammer got to meet up with Steve and Dave. Guess Bill was on a grub hunt because Hammer said he didn't get to. Well, I did get to meet him, didn't I?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I think you were in the bathroom.
No, he was trying to get. With that great internet, you know, he was trying to download.
Oh, that was a nightmare. We're never. If,
I know.
If not we can't get real internet.
Continue. Yeah.
Bill was on a grub hunt because Hammer said he didn't get to meet the short bald guy. And you
short
can.
Bald.
He's calling me short.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's short.
He's 5 foot.
I think he's
nothing.
Putting a poke at you there, Bill.
Lord have mercy. I think if I sat down, I'd still be taller.
I believe you're right.
I had to, by the way, folks, 5'9" is not short.
No. Average.
I didn't at least stack shit that high.
I had the yeah, that's copyrighted, by the way. I had the trip planned out, but
game.
But as work picked up, I couldn't get the time off. I'll have to stalk you from afar for now. This week's show notes, you asked what we've hit on the highway. I have to say mine was a mess that happened in the middle of nowhere on US 40 through New Mexico. Somebody's got us playing. Yeah, you need to turn that back around, Dave. It's feeding back in the microwave. See how you screw everything up?
You're just hungry.
My wife was with me, so we had to stop for sightseeing, a.k.a. shopping, and we approached the travel trap after sundown. There seemed to be a sandstorm as the roadway was covered with debris. As we pulled into the lot, we watched workers using skid loaders and dump trucks to clean up the parking lot and fuel pumps. We parked the truck, and when we got out, I heard a distinctive crunch underfoot. I'd looked down and realized that what I thought was sand moving, it was all June bugs. Talking to the guys working cleanup, I found out that in the evening as the sun goes down and the lot lights come on, the June bugs come over the horizon in a cloud. They said they do this several times a season. We had to walk through that mess so my wife could go shopping for tourist junk. I hate June bugs to this day. That's it for me this time. Have to be in Springfield, Ohio in the morning for an asphalt job, so stay safe, guys, and keep moving on. This be the one chunky monkey we gone. And June bugs. For some reason, the June bugs that fly around my front porch make their way somehow into my mailbox and then die.
Well, and they shouldn't even be there. It's only May.
Mm-hmm. You beat me to it. I was going to say something.
Yeah.
All right, folks. So we'll be back in a fortnight. That's 2 weeks for you people who don't speak English.
I had to ask. Don't watch.
Once again, thanks for being on the show, Dave. And
yeah, thanks for having me. Great meeting you guys.
Right on. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Until that time, I've been Bill.
And Dave.
And Steve. Thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful week.
10-10, CB friend. Y'all come back. We do it again.